For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has moved to end the controversy over the separation of children from their families at the border. The president said the order would make a lot of people happy.
We're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem.
But his own Justice Department later clarified that due to a series of court rulings, the government still can't hold children for more than 20 days. And officials still haven't said whether the order will help the more than 2,000 children taken from their parents so far. As immigration overhaul measures are set to be voted on in the House, New Mexico Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham believes there's a downside to them.
The Cato Institute has reported that 82% of Dreamers will not benefit from any of the so-called protections in that bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There are many kids waiting to be reunited with their families. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor in New York.
Mayor de Blasio toured a facility in East Harlem accepting children separated from their families at the border.
This policy has now come home right here to New York City.
He says currently 239 children are at the Cayuga Center as a result of the zero tolerance policy. The youngest, 9 months old.
A number of kids have come with lice, have come with bed bugs, come with chicken pox.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he can't believe that President Trump would take steps on trade that would also harm U.S. industries, adding that he has a hard time accepting that Trump would introduce auto tariffs.
There have always been challenges in a relationship as deep and complex as this one, but my focus remains on the tremendous benefits that we can continue to draw if we work together thoughtfully in ways that create the win-wins that we know are out there.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Churches and religious organizations are reacting to the latest in the border crisis, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Over 600 clergy and members of the United Methodist Church condemning the federal government, in particular the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, for implementing and defending the practice of separating kids from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Not just Methodists either, as evangelical leader Franklin Graham shared his thoughts about it on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Well, it's terrible to see families ripped apart, and I don't support that one bit. And I blame the politicians for the last 20, 30 years.
Officials from Catholic, Presbyterian, and Episcopal religious organizations also criticizing the policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge in California ordered the Department of Education to stop collecting student loan debts from students who were defrauded by Corinthian colleges. Judge Sally Kim of the U.S. District Court in San Francisco issued the order to ban the Education Department from using earnings data to grant or deny partial student loan forgiveness to Corinthian students and block the collection of the federal debts. The court ruled in May that the Department of Education violated privacy laws by using Social Security Administration information to determine the amount of debt relief to grant Corinthian students. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.